How can I protect myself from identity theft? Identity theft happens when someone uses your personal information without your consent to commit fraud or other crimes. Personal information includes things like your name and your social security, Medicare, credit card, or bank account numbers, and your online Medicare account username and password. Guard your cards and protect your Medicare and social security numbers. Keep this information safe. Only give personal information, like your Medicare number, to doctors, insurance companies, and their licensed agents or brokers, or plans acting on your behalf, or trusted people in the community who work with Medicare, like your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. Don't share your Medicare number or other personal information with any unsolicited person who contacts you by phone, email, or in person. Medicare or your Medicare plan representative will only call you in limited situations. A Medicare plan can call you if you're already a member of the plan. The agent who helped you join can also call you. A customer service representative from 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227, can call you if you've left a message, or a representative said that someone would call you back. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. If you suspect identity theft, or feel like you gave your personal information to someone you shouldn't have, visit oig.hhs.gov to submit a complaint or call the fraud hotline of the Department of Health and Human Services, Office of the Inspector General at 1-800-HHS-TIPS, 1-800-447-8477. TTY users can call 1-800-377-4950. How can I protect myself from fraud and medical identity theft? Medical identity theft is when someone steals or uses your personal information, like your name, social security number, or Medicare number, to submit fraudulent claims to Medicare and other health insurance companies without your permission. When you get healthcare services, record the dates on a calendar and save the receipts and statements you get from providers to check for mistakes. If you think you see an error or a provider bills you for services you didn't get, take these steps to find out what was billed. Check your Medicare Summary Notice, MSN, if you have original Medicare to see if the service is billed to Medicare. If you're in a Medicare health plan, check the statements you get from your plan. If you know the healthcare provider or supplier, call and ask for an itemized statement. They should give this to you within 30 days. Log into or create your secure Medicare account at Medicare.gov to view your Medicare claims if you have original Medicare. Your claims are generally available online within 24 hours after processing. You can also use Medicare's blue button to download your claims information. See page 111. You can also call 1-800-Medicare. If you've contacted the provider and you suspect that Medicare is being charged for a service or supply that you didn't get, or you don't know the provider on the claim, call 1-800-Medicare. For more information about Medicare fraud, visit Medicare.gov or contact your local Senior Medicare Patrol program. For more information about the Senior Medicare Patrol, or to find help in your state, visit smpresource.org or call 1-877-808-2468. You can also call your local police department and the Federal Trade Commission's ID theft hotline at 1-877-438-4338. TTY users can call 1-866-653-4261. Visit ftc.gov/ID theft to learn more about identity theft. Plans must follow rules. Medicare plans and agents must follow certain rules when marketing their plans and getting your enrollment information. They can't ask you for credit card or banking information over the phone or via email, unless you're already a member of the plan. plans don't need your personal information to provide a quote. Medicare plans can't enroll you into a plan over the phone unless you call them and ask to enroll, or you've given them permission to contact you. Important. Call 1-800-Medicare to report any plans or agents that ask for your personal information over the phone or email. Call to enroll you in a plan. Use false information to mislead you. You can also call the Medicare Drug Integrity Contractor, MEDIC, at 1-877-7SAFE-RX, 1-877-772-3379. The MEDIC fights fraud, waste, and abuse in Medicare Advantage and Medicare drug plans. Fighting fraud can pay. You may get an award if you help us fight fraud and meet certain conditions. For more information, visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Investigating fraud takes time. Every tip counts. Medicare takes all reports of suspected fraud seriously. When you report fraud, you may not hear of an outcome right away. It takes time to investigate your report and build a case, but rest assured that your information is helping us protect Medicare. What's the Medicare Beneficiary Ombudsman? An ombudsman is a person who reviews questions, concerns, and challenges with how a program is administered, and helps to resolve them when possible. There are several resources to get answers to your Medicare questions and get help with your Medicare coverage, like Medicare.gov, 1-800-Medicare, and State Health Insurance Assistance Programs, SHIPs. The Medicare Beneficiary Ombudsman works closely with those resources in Medicare to help make sure information and help are available for you, and works to improve your experience with Medicare. Visit Medicare.gov for information on how the Medicare Beneficiary Ombudsman can help you. Accessible communications. Medicare provides free auxiliary aids and services, including information in accessible formats like Braille, large print, data or audio files, relay services, and TTY communications. If you request information in an accessible format, you won't be disadvantaged by any additional time necessary to provide it. This means you'll get extra time to take any action if there's a delay in fulfilling your request. To request Medicare or Marketplace information in an accessible format, you can 1. Call us. For Medicare, 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227, TTY, 1-877-486-2048. 2. Send us a fax, 1-844-530-3676. 3. Send us a letter. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Offices of Hearings and Inquiries, OHI, 7500 Security Boulevard, Mail Stop S1-13-25, Baltimore, Maryland, 21244-1850. Attention, Customer Accessibility Resource Staff. Your request should include your name, phone number, type of information you need, if known, and the mailing address where we should send the materials. We may contact you for additional information. Note, if you're enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare drug plan, contact your plan to request its information in an accessible format. For Medicaid, contact your state Medicaid office. Non-discrimination notice. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, doesn't exclude, deny benefits to, or otherwise discriminate against any person on the basis of race, color, national origin, disability, sex, or age in admission to, participation in, or receipt of the services and benefits under any of its programs and activities, whether carried out by CMS directly or through a contractor or any other entity with which CMS arranges to carry out its programs and activities. You can contact CMS in any of the ways included in this notice if you have any concerns about getting information in a format that you can use. You may also file a complaint if you think you've been subjected to discrimination in a CMS program or activity, including experiencing issues with getting information in an accessible format from any Medicare Advantage plan, Medicare drug plan, state or local Medicaid office, or marketplace qualified health plans. There are three ways to file a complaint with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office for Civil Rights. 1. Online. hhs.gov/civil-rights/filing-a-complaint/complaint-process/index.html. 2. By phone. Call 1-800-368-1019. TTY users can call 1-800-537-7697. 3. In writing. Send information about your complaint to Office for Civil Rights, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, 200 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Room 509F, HHH Building, Washington, D.C., 20201.